Hello, everybody. Welcome to our final week here of the Coaches Shows on KMZN 2.1. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside here Adam Schreiner, head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats boys team. Let's talk about these last two games Frankfort's had since we have last spoke. Frankfort winning against Lynn 50-45, and then here beating Onega just last night by a score of 64-31. Big time win. I was able to be there at that game and see it. Wes Anderson, 4 threes on the game at 20 points, 11 rebounds, getting that double-double. Lane Loizzo, 6 points. He had a big-time dunk. He also had 5 rebounds on the game. Carter Olson, 20 points. He had a couple of threes as well as 6 rebounds on the game. The team as a whole finished with 8 total threes. Coach, what can you tell me about these back-to-back wins giving you a little momentum here going into the postseason?
Yeah, you know, you first go back to that Lynn game. You know, Lynn's a good team. They're a tough matchup for us, quite honestly. They're just long and lengthy, and I thought the kids did a great job of continuing to battle through things and continuing to keep their composure. And, you know, there at the end, kind of, I think, pulled away, got it to about 10 to where we had a little breathing room at the end. And I, you know, extremely happy for the kids and proud of them to battle through that game and come out with the win. Those, obviously, this time of year, that's, you know, it's, this time of year, it's win or go home. So then we had Onega last night, and like you said, we had, you talked to Wes, having a double-double there. I mean, that's pretty awesome that he was able to do that first round of sub-state, and we had Carter and other people step up and make some shots, and you talked 8 threes. If we can hit 8 threes or more, you know, that makes us that much more tough, and, you know, we're excited at where we're at, and we know we have a ways to go, but this is a time of year that we want to piece everything together and get all 5 on the court and everybody on the bench all involved and having fun.
Well, trying to keep that excitement and that thrill alive here, you continue the sub-state play against Bishop Seabury Academy, of course, going on the road, that game getting played next week. What can you tell me there here about Bishop Seabury Academy?
Well, you know, they're a solid team. Got state runner-up last year, and I think if you look at most publications, they have them kind of highly ranked throughout the entire season. So we know we got our work cut out for us, but again, that's why, you know, you play those games and you try to build your resume up so you have the confidence in yourself and in each other to go down there and play your best basketball game and see where we can come out. But we look forward to the opportunity.
Well, our final question here on KMZA Locker Room Chats. Again, this is our last locker room chat of the season. So tell me about the season. 16-6 here so far. So you finished the regular season 15-6. Also to finish the league at 8-4 from the TVL. What can you tell me about the season as a whole?
Oh, I thought we put together a decent season. I mean, I think anytime you go back, you reflect on some things and you wish you might have called a different play or handled things a little differently. So I thought there were some games that we had some chances maybe to get a few more wins. But with that being said, you know, we do. We talk to the kids about it's not just about ball games. It's that every day at practice, that time around each other, and growing and maturing as young men into adults. So, you know, I've really enjoyed to get to work with this group. I like going to practice every day. And, you know, they're a fun group of kids to work with, and we want to continue that on for the next couple weeks.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always here on the KMZA Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you. We appreciate all you do for the kids.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats boys. Again, this locker room chat brought to you by Wank Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System.